We've been trying to get the wickets right for a while. Obviously, last year there was some controversy on the wickets, and it's a process of getting better and better. And this pitch, I thought, was exactly what we want. The ball carried, the ball went through, and you bowl well. You look like you take wickets all the time. And in between that, the guys could score runs. Obviously, there's been hundreds scored out there. So, yeah, credit to the groundsman. It's been a fantastic pitch.
As for yourself, appointed vice captain and now thrown straight into the limelight with Luke being out of the side, how have you found it?
Yeah, it's been really enjoyable. I think there was a period in the winter where, you know, Luke might, you think, oh, he might go to the IPL. So I was kind of trying to get ready for it, and then he didn't. So I thought, you know, it's fine, I can settle into my new role. And then you get an injury curveball and I'm in. So I've really enjoyed it, especially here, as I say, this is a good cricket pitch. Northampton's hard work for the bowlers. You know, it was a very benign pitch. But here, it's been a great game of cricket. And, yeah, I've really enjoyed captaining.
What do you do? Are you your own man, or do you sort of take experience from people like Ross Taylor and Chris Nash, those sort of guys?
Oh, yeah, you'd be mad not to. You know, you'd be mad. You've got an international player of Ross's talent. You'd be mad not to pick his brains. And Chris Nash as well. Ed Joyce is out there. There's a lot of experience and, yeah, canvas opinions. But then, obviously, ultimately, I'll go with my gut and go with how I feel.
And you got praise from the Essex commentators, actually, the way you juggled around the bowling. I mean, you brought Wells on for a while, you then brought Danny Briggs on, and you really just seemed to chop and change the bowling around.
Yeah, it's a nice privilege to have the six bowlers, if you include Luke. It's good options to have, and we've talked this year about, you know, guys coming on punching a hole, not bowling too long. It's obviously going to be a long season, so yeah, we try to shuffle them as best we can. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but couldn't quite get over the line in the end.
How draining is it, skippering, keeping wicket, and you've got a bat six as well?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I guess I'm sort of learning as I go. I think it'll be something to look at for the next time if for captain again, just to make sure I'm getting my batting right, because obviously didn't score the runs I wanted to this week, but it may or may not have had an effect, but either way, I just learned from it.
Two games gone, a little break now. Is that quite nice, just to have a chance just to refresh ahead of the game against Leicestershire?
It is and it isn't. I guess we're always asking for time off in county cricket, or more time, and then you're in April and you kind of want to get on with it, so we're fresh, we're ready to go. So maybe a couple of days. I think 10 days is a bit long than is ideal, but it also gives us breathing space and time to practice some white ball skills, because that's always comes around quicker than you think. So yeah, there's some positives from having some time off, but you know, also, yeah, we're hungry and we're ready to go.
And Luke was also saying pre-season there's an opportunity for younger players, if they're making runs, they're taking wickets, to get into the side, and very much brought out by George Garton getting a chance in both matches.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, George bowled really well at Northants. I mean, it was so flat up there, and he burst three guys out in his spell, and that's kind of what we're asking from him again here. He got wickets here in the first innings, and he looks a really exciting cricketer. He hasn't shown me the bat yet what he can do, but he can bat as well, he fields well, and he's one of those cricketers, he crosses the line, and he wants to compete, you know, he wants to get the best guys out, he wants to put his hand up and bowl. So yeah, he's an exciting prospect.
Final question, Ben, you know, you've been at this club a long time, what's it like to lead the side out here?
Yeah, really, really proud, actually. It's been a really emotional week. Obviously, we started with Matt Hobden, and you know, we spoke about wanting to do him proud, and obviously for me to lead the guys out on a week like this, and with all that going on, is pretty emotional and pretty special in any case. And obviously it's been a strange week in that respect as well, but no, it's been a huge week for me, and I've enjoyed it.